Michael Warren Thomas with Discover the Finger Lakes here at SaverLife.com, and held off for recording the Finger Lakes show this week, hoping there would be some news and some updates on an issue on Seneca Lake that Seneca Lake Guardian has been working on, and many other people and organizations revolving around a Bitcoin mining operation, believe it or not, which is currently going on Seneca Lake at a power plant, Greenidge Power, which is in Dresden. It's the west side of Seneca Lake, midway down, not far south of Anthony Road and Fox Run, and midway down the lake, a massive power plant. But the things didn't fall in place this week, so I don't have the updates that I'd hope to have. Maybe next, maybe a week from now, I may have some more information. But wanted to give people more details and some background on what is yet another industrial expansion, which doesn't fit a world-class wine region. Seneca Lake Guardian has been very successful in shutting down, after many years, the gas storage expansion that was proposed by a billion-dollar Texas company, and a trash incinerator, which would have been one of the largest in the United States, that was proposed for Romulus, that got shut down pretty much before it got off any, even barely got announced. It had been effectively shut down because the proponents of that and investors for that trash incinerator could not find a single, couldn't find anyone in government or any elected official who would support them, like in the entire region, you know, much less the state. So that one got shut down pretty quickly. This is yet another environmental battle, which really is for the preservation of Seneca Lake and trying to minimize the environmental damage that operations like this can cause. So a couple places to get more information. SenecaLakeGuardian.org is an excellent source. Also, Peter Mantius from Waterfront Online, his blog has covered this Bitcoin mining operation. So this started out as a coal plant providing power to homes and businesses in the region. It was, I think, shut down for a while, or at some point was changed over to natural gas. Pipelines were brought in to bring in fracked gas to power the power station. And it was being used as a peaker, a power station that's used when demand peaks, kind of like what happened in Texas. So they can meet demand. They have these power stations like this, kind of on call to increase their power. The power output. So the owners of this, and there are fairly new owners of this power station, probably decided that, you know, this I'm guessing one of the reasons they bought it was because of Bitcoin mining, but that's just a guess. They installed 6,000, 7,000 computers to do Bitcoin mining, most companies, most people who are involved in Bitcoin mining have to buy power, and this is a fairly unique operation, I guess. But I would think other power stations are looking at it. They produce their own power, and that allows them to keep the cost of the power down for the Bitcoin mining. So they have a proposal now So they're already doing some Bitcoin mining, but they have a proposal to quadruple that and go from a fairly low power usage and power generation to max it out, potentially, which is something like 100 plus megawatts. And so there are a couple of big problems with this. One is that they would use even more water than they're using now to cool the facility and return it to the lake, to the creeks, the creek that's right there, much warmer than what they draw out of Seneca Lake. That's how they cool the operation. And their permits allow them to go up to something like 139 million gallons per day that would be brought in to cool, return to the lake, the creek, wherever they're sending it back. And they claim that they only raise the water temperature about 8.5 degrees in that process and bring it back to the lake. There actually are regulations that they're supposed to be following that say that it's no more than 5 degrees that it's changed. And that's during the winter. And it's 2 degrees during the summer. And so the company admits they're changing at 8.5 degrees on average, which means they're out of compliance with the regulations. And this is kind of it's probably very common in many industries. The salt mine, U.S. Salt, does this on Seneca Lake. What they release into the lake in terms of brine does not follow the regulations, fall within the regulations. They're supposed to be held to, and so they pay the fines. And so Seneca Lake, the salinity of Seneca Lake has been going up, and that is exacerbated by these extra releases of brine, again, above what they should be doing, what they agreed to be doing, but the fines are cheaper than fixing the problem. And so a good steward of the lake would find a way to fix it. A company that's just looking to make money is going to just pay some fines and not fix it. So that's why regulators and citizens and organizations need to be involved in these regulatory decisions and advocate for the lake, because these companies are not advocating for the lake. They have been, 6 years ago, they were supposed to do noise studies that were based on pre-Bitcoin mining of the facility. They haven't done them, haven't completed them, haven't. 6 years have gone by and nothing's happened, basically, and the DEC has kind of given them a pass. Like, it'll be just keeps moving off the date, which they need to finish the studies by, and then if there was good news in these studies, they would have reported them, and this would have been done long ago. Obviously, it seems to me there's probably bad news in these studies, and they don't want to report it, and they just want to drag this out and move on to expanding operations, which those studies did not address. So the current situation is untenable, and they want to quadruple it. They also have intakes of water that take in fish, and they could put screening on to prevent that. They have said they would, but they haven't. The DEC has moved the deadlines for them to do it. And again, a good steward of the lake would have installed this. Greenidge has not. And they keep delaying, which makes them money. I mean, some of these things cost a significant amount of money, and they're going to put them off as long as they can. And Seneca Lake's going to suffer because they're doing that. And again, this is a company that wants to quadruple their their power generation, and have something like 30,000 computers there to mine bitcoins. And this is, you know, in the midst, right in the middle, really kind of the epicenter of a world-class wine region. Maybe there are big Bitcoin mining operations going on in the Napa Valley and Sonoma Valley. I don't think so. Haven't read about any Bitcoin mining operations in the middle of Napa and Sonoma. We have an amazing wine region here. We have incredible natural beauty. We are less than a day's drive, an easy day's drive from about 65 million people here in the Finger Lakes. And, you know, Ithaca is about 4 hours from New York City. Rochester is about three and a half hours from Toronto, 4 hours from Cleveland. We've got Boston that is maybe 5 hours from Seneca Falls. We have all these metropolitan areas, and then Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, they are within 6 hours of the Southern Finger Lakes. So we have a tremendous potential, and all kinds of positive things are happening in the wine industry. And even in spite of the pandemic, the wineries are investing, expanding, and new ones are being opened. And yet we are, the region is spending time, money, effort, stress levels, trying to fight yet another industrial operation, which just doesn't belong in the Finger Lakes. This doesn't fit the region. And the warming of water is one of the reasons that the harmful algal blooms, the HABs, as they're referred to, have been expanding in the Finger Lakes and also on Seneca Lake, all 11 lakes. We don't need operations that are going to take this volume of water on a daily basis, 24/7, 365 days a week. You know, you don't have to give these machines days off. You don't have to give these machines sick pay. They just run 24/7 mining bitcoins, and which getting into understanding bitcoins is a significant investment of time. And but basically, cheap power is the key to mining bitcoins, because that process of solving these mathematical formulas, it takes an astounding amount of energy. So to put the water usage in perspective, and again, this is water that then is returned to the lake, essentially, the volume of water that they are warming is not insignificant. Now, you might, and they would probably say, well, it's a huge lake. I mean, we're just using merely 139 million gallons if we go to peak capacity. But then you multiply that by 365 days a year, and now we're at like 50 billion gallons of water in a year that's warmed on Seneca Lake and returned to Seneca Lake, warmed significantly, and probably more than they're claiming. They're claiming it only goes up as high as like 65 degrees, and yet measurements have shown temperatures of 90 degrees in what they're releasing, and they can release up to 108 degrees. So they can release even much warmer water than they claim they are under the DEC permits. And the DEC permits, the ability and the proposal to expand, of course, the company is claiming that there's really no environmental, it's not detrimental to the environment, and it's within the, they can operate within the current restrictions of water usage and temperature change. Of course, they're actually not doing that, even by their own admission. So this is a project that Governor Cuomo needs to put a stop to, the expansion. And again, you can get details at SenecaLakeGuardian.org. But again, it's the volume of what they're doing that is, you know, the water usage is something you can picture, I think, and I'll get into that in a second. The noise levels, harder to understand, but again, it's already a problem. They're looking to quadruple it. So the water usage, again, 50 billion gallons over a year, which is only 1% of the water in Seneca Lake. I say only, this is half the fresh water in the Finger Lakes is in Seneca Lake. 1% is actually quite a bit, given how big this lake is. It's like 4.2 trillion gallons in Seneca Lake. But there are much smaller lakes, and this water usage by greenage is, even over the course of a year, essentially all the water in Canisius Lake. It's like taking every drop of water in Canisius Lake and warming it. They claim 8.5 degrees, likely significantly more than that, and they're allowed to do much more than 8.5 degrees. Again, all the water in Canisius Lake warmed significantly and returned to Seneca Lake. Honeyloy Lake, it's like five of those. Cannadice times four. Hemlock Lake times two. This amount of water, it's just an astounding amount of water. Again, for Bitcoin mining, which has really no benefits to the community. Yes, they'll pay taxes in Dresden. I don't know if they have any tax deals, payment in lieu of taxes or any of that going on. But yes, there will be some taxes paid. There'll be very few jobs. These are automated machines. This is not a big jobs program or business for the Finger Lakes. And, you know, the tourists that come here, they're probably not going to be, taking tours at the Greenidge facility to watch 30,000 computers run automatically. That's not going to be very interesting. So this facility has very minimal benefits, only in terms of taxes, and a lot of potential liabilities, and a company that just doesn't care about Seneca Lake at all, or they would follow the regulations that they're supposed to follow. Again, they reported that they're raising the temperature 8.5 degrees, and they're not supposed to do it more than five, and that's only during it's 5 degrees during the winter, only 2 degrees during the summer. So this process needs to be put on hold. They can't just move ahead with this without any additional environmental evaluation, and hopefully Governor Cuomo can find a way to just put an end to this proposed expansion. It's the scale of this, and again, this is what's happening with so many of these industrial operations. The landfill in Seneca Falls is by far the largest in New York State. A massive landfill. The gas storage expansion that was proposed for Watkins Glen was to make it the gas storage capital of the Northeast. Again, just a massive industrial scale. The trash incinerators proposed for Romulus was going to be one of the largest ones in the United States, and it was going to be like 3,000 feet upwind of the elementary school in Romulus. And this Greenidge Power wants to be one of the biggest Bitcoin mining operations in the country. It's crazy. This keeps happening because water is relatively cheap here, land is cheap here relatively, and there has not been enough opposition to these kinds of things in the past. And that's really what Seneca Lake Guardian has brought together, is coalescing the community, the towns and villages and cities, the environmental organizations, to organize and defeat these kinds of things, which will keep popping up, and they have on a fairly regular basis, and it's drives me crazy. This region, the Finger Lakes, is poised to make a much bigger splash on the world scene with the success of Louis Barole and Rick Graney at Forge Cellars, and Paul Hobbs, who's been planting and is about to release some point this spring his first vintage of Riesling, two of the best winemakers in the world, and they're on Seneca Lake. Half the wineries of the Finger Lakes are on Seneca Lake, and a good portion of the ones that are not actually located on the lake buy grapes from Seneca Lake, and or have their own vineyards on Seneca Lake, even though Dr. Frank has vineyards on Seneca Lake, even though they're based on the wineries on Cuca Lake. So Seneca Lake is the epicenter of winemaking for the best-known wine region east of the Rockies, the Finger Lakes. And yet it's Seneca Lake that is the focus of these industrial operations that are proposed. So as Seneca Lake Guardian has on their call to action for greenage, this Bitcoin mining operation, there is a March 15th deadline for comments to Torrey, T-O-R-R-E-Y, town clerk, the town where this is located. And it's the town planning board that's going to be taking a look at this. Yates County has voted to recommend that the expansion be rejected. And this is yet another example of a small town that has a decision to make that is has massive implications for the entire region. Again, this happened in Seneca Falls and still going on with the landfill. Romulus, it's amazing, really. And I said before, the November election, you know, it's crucial, the election for presidents, the president of the United States, and for Congress. But these small town elections, we need key people to run. We need to vote in these and take the smallest elections very seriously. Some of these small towns, the elections are decided by dozens of votes. In fact, the Schuyler County legislature, that's a county government, was decided, one of the recent, just a couple years ago, recent elections, it was one vote, literally one vote, that decided that seat in the county legislature in Schuyler County, which is Watkins Glen and that area. So again, if you are interested in the Finger Lakes, send some comments to the Torrey town clerk. It's townclerk@townoftorrey.com. Again, you can find those details at senecalakeguardian.org. Call Governor Cuomo's office. Ask him to stop this expansion and industrialization of a world-class wine region. It goes against the best interests of the state to expand industrial operations on this scale in the jewel of the Finger Lakes on Seneca Lake. It's really we've got to find a way to stop this, and Seneca Lake Guardian has a great record, and I've got a lot of confidence in Joseph and Yvonne, but they need help. They need people to donate. They need people to volunteer. They need people to send letters to the town clerk and emails and call Governor Cuomo's office. So, and it's especially hard to deal with this during the pandemic. It's hard to get attention for issues, but this is, if this goes ahead, it means there'll be decades of what I would consider very serious damage to Seneca Lake with the scale of this industrial operation. So a little bit different broadcast for Discover the Finger Lakes, and we'll update you in the next few weeks as we'll let you know what happens. If you send some comments to the town of Torrey, I'd love to be copied in on them and would read them on the show without your name or with your name if you want me to, but I would assume that unless someone expressly tells me to use their name, I wouldn't use their name. But I would love to read your comments about this Bitcoin mining operation and, you know, your vision for what the Finger Lakes can be. Again, March 15th is the deadline for the Torrey town clerk, and this is the town planning board that's going to be looking at this. So send me comments and questions, michael@saverlife.com. And, you know, the pandemic will go away. We'll beat this with vaccines, but we don't want to be left with industrial operations that sneak in while we're distracted by something like the pandemic. And they are working hard to make sure that they can get this Bitcoin mining operation through. There's a lot of money at stake for them. There's very little positive benefit for the Finger Lakes. So again, email me your comments and questions, michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back next weekend with Gardening Restaurants Discover the Finger Lakes on Saturday and the Grapevine on Sunday. Have a great day.